Before our reflection, just a quick note. During the creed this morning, at the word, by the Holy Spirit, we all will genuflect before we continue with the creed. I would like us today to reflect on three words in this gospel. The first would be, rejoice, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Rejoice, full of grace, the Lord is with you. These are the words of the angel to Mary. Why should Mary rejoice? Because the Lord is with her. These words addressed to Mary are addressed to each and every one of us, especially in our own daily life situations. Mary didn't expect this. It came to her because God wanted her to be the mother of her Creator. We too, when we open up to the Spirit of God, God's words to Mary became our own words. The Lord is with you, therefore rejoice. Secondly, because Mary was troubled with these words, the angel said to Mary, do not be afraid. In our own days today, in a challenging world, sometimes we are worried about our own lives. We are worried about family. We are worried about the world at large. But the angel announces these words to each and every one of us. And God himself addressed these same words to Abraham, to Jacob, and to whoever he appeared to in the Old Testament. And yesterday, Jesus, appearing to his disciples, told them, peace be with you. Like telling them, do not be afraid. These are the words that are addressed to us Christians today in our challenging world. Do not be afraid. Rejoice, for the Lord is still with us. Emmanuel, he is still with us. And the reason why we shouldn't be afraid is because he is with us. He sends us the Holy Spirit, like he told Mary today. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Mary could not do it by herself. God called her, God designated her, and God helped her to accomplish the mission of our creation, the mission of our salvation. The disobedience of Adam and Eve, Mary had to undo it with her own obedience. With her humility and docility, she brought salvation to the world. We too can bring joy in our families if only we learn to be humble and be docile. If only we allow the Word of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of humility, the Spirit of holiness to overshadow us. May this be our prayer today, that Mary, the mother of all Christians, will continue to intercede for us, that as we struggle, we will be aware of God's presence with us. Amen.